Harriman and Hurdy Gurdy Man on KQV. I'm the Jim Quinn Show, and it's one of the last times that I'll be saying that. And there's a few things that, well, there's so many things that I'd like to say about now, and I had a lot of things to say, and I don't think I could get them out. So I'd just like to say a few things. I want to thank everybody at KQV who has been so good to me. John Borders, John Rook, who is the fellow who hired me into Pittsburgh a year ago, and John Gibbs, who was our station manager, who has just been a prince. And likewise for John Tenegli, our sales manager, and Pete Peterson, and you know, that's Weird Beard, folks, and everybody. KQV has got to be the greatest place in the world to work for. They really are the nice people, and as far as I'm concerned, they're the cream of the radio crop in Pittsburgh. And it's kind of a sad occasion for me to leave. I mean, I'm excited about the new job, but I am sad. I want to thank those of you who listen to this show faithfully, and those of you who wrote letters, and those of you who made phone calls, and whatever else you did. It's you know, the ratings on this show, I don't usually like to talk about ratings because it's kind of tooting your own horn, but the ratings have been very good, and matter of fact, they've been excellent, and I don't think they've ever been higher. I would like to think it's because I'm a good disc jockey. I think every disc jockey would like to say to himself, well, the ratings are high because I'm great, you know. But I think it's more because, well, because you have great listeners. And there's a lot of great disc jockeys around the country who are not fortunate enough to have great listeners like you. And therefore, they're not making it. And so I thank you. And I really mean that. You know, I know some people are sitting out there saying, oh, they just pay them to say that stuff. It's not true. I really mean it. And I really appreciate you listening to the show for the last year. This last year in Pittsburgh has been an experience for me, and it's been a very successful year, and it's been a very happy year for me. And it's just been, you've been great to me, and Pittsburgh has been great to me, and I shall not forget you. I mean that. It's funny that, you know, you make so many friends, and then when you're a disc jockey anyway, you make so many friends, and then you've got to kind of, you know, fold your tent and sneak away in the night. Being a disc jockey is it's kind of like being a mountain climber. Every time you climb the mountain, you on the way up, you say to yourself, by George, when I get to the top of this mountain, I'm going to settle down and build a little cabin on the top, and that's going to be it. But inevitably, when you get to the top of the mountain, you look over across the valley, and there's another mountain that's a little higher, and it's just waiting to be climbed. And so Philadelphia is the next mountain. And I thank you so much for everything, old friend. It's really been a gas. So good night. God bless you all. Sleep warm. Because tomorrow is another day and a new beginning for both of us.
Softly, I will leave you softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave.
KQV News.